courts of last resort. Tight margins in key swing states trigger litigation. In the wee hours of the morning after Election Day, state officials were still tallying millions of mail-in and absentee ballots in key battleground states, and the presidential race remained too close to call. But that didn't stop President Donald Trump from gathering his supporters in the East Room of the White House, falsely asserting he had already won and promising he would challenge future election results in court. "We'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court," he said. "We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list." By the time the sun had risen, the Trump campaign had taken its cue, with top advisors calling for multiple lawsuits on the grounds that the ongoing vote count would result in tallying illegally cast ballots. In a recording of a November 4th phone call with supporters obtained by Time, campaign aides forecast legal challenges in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. But late that afternoon, the campaign had demanded a recount in Wisconsin, filed suit to stop the ballot count in Michigan, and launched two more legal challenges questioning the ballot counting process and voter ID laws in Pennsylvania. It also filed a motion to intervene in an existing dispute over Pennsylvania ballots at the U.S. Supreme Court. Election law experts from both sides of the aisle dismiss the Trump team's suggestions that the ongoing vote count was untoward. State election officials routinely take days to finish counting ballots, and with more than 90 million Americans requesting mail-in ballots because of the pandemic, delays were widely expected. "It's contrary to law and the way we run elections to suggest we should stop counting votes because one of the candidates is ahead and doesn't want to fall behind," says Trevor Potter, former general counsel for John McCain's presidential campaigns. But with relatively tight margins in key battleground states, including Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia, it was also immediately clear that an onslaught of election-related litigation was all but inevitable. "It is no longer a question of whether the results of the 2020 presidential race will end up mired in the courts. It is how long and how consequential that court battle will be." The contours of the coming fights are only beginning to emerge. Experts say that in coming days, new cases could hinge on anything from recounts to obscure state statutes to whether the U.S. Postal Service delivered ballots.